Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to Lee Williams, and we appreciate that.
Your hand is like a torch. Each time you touch me, the look and your eye pulls me apart. Don't open the door to heaven if I can't come. If you don't love me, sweetheart, your kiss is like a drink when I'm thirsty. All my heart, but don't love me, or then act as though we've never kissed. Don't touch me if you don't love me, sweet.
Have Jeannie Seeley with me now. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you guys for coming to see us.
We've been talking about you a lot over the last couple of days
with
two people. The first one was with Wendy Molin.
Oh yeah, she's wonderful.
She does your "Don't Touch Me," different, but my goodness, it's so
just amazing.
She's such a great singer.
Yes, she is.
And the other person was Tim Atwood.
Oh yeah, my buddy Tim.
Yeah, he was telling me about, you know, playing the piano for you and doing these intimate shows.
Yeah, that's something I'm really, really enjoying doing. People quite often had asked me about doing an acoustic set or acoustic show, and I don't really feel comfortable with just a guitar player.
Yeah.
But I do with the piano. So when Tim left the Opry and kind of out doing his own, which I'm so proud of what he's doing, I asked him about doing some things together, and we're just having a ball doing it.
He said that yesterday, and you know, he said, you know, I can't wait to get back on the road and do some more.
Yeah, we have been friends for so long. We're just so comfortable with each other, too. And of course, his wife, Roxanne, and Jean, we do a lot of dates when we can just drive to them, and the four of us go, and we just laugh the whole way there and the whole way back, you know. So it's just a fun, fun time. I said, you know, I'm all through working. I'm going to still perform, but I'm not working anymore. It's got to be fun or I'm not doing it.
My goodness. How many years have you been an Opry member?
This, in September of this year, it'll be 53 years.
Good gracious. Yeah. I mean, it's just like the time has flown, probably.
It's amazing. Of course, the Opry has just been a way of life for me because I've listened to it since I was a child. And my dream, of course, was always to be a part of the Opry. And it wasn't just performing on stage. Growing up listening to the Opry, and I'd hear the rapport between Roy Acuff and Minnie Pearl and Cousin Jody and Jimmy Dickens and all of them. They sounded like they all just truly liked each other, loved each other, and were having such fun. They just seemed like a family. And I wanted to be a part of that. I thought growing up and leaving your family at home and not having that out there. I came from a very close family.
And then when you joined, was it what you imagined?
Oh, yes. It is every bit as what I imagined. And I'm just so proud to think that my generation has carried that on. And that's the one thing that I hope that the new people coming in will embrace and keep going. Because the Grand Ole Opry is not another concert venue. It is something completely different. Mm-hmm. Nothing like it anywhere in the world. And I hope that the new people coming in will embrace that and make sure that it's carried on.
I mean, it's good to see that, you know, they introduce as guests a lot of the new people of country mm-hmm. music. It's good to see that.
Of course, you know, we have some people grumbling. It's not the same. Well, they were grumbling when I got there. They said I wasn't country too. But it's always going to change. Everybody, every decade, every generation has to bring their own sound. Nothing stays the same. And it's going to be a little bit different, but that doesn't mean that the heart and soul of it is gone. And we're so blessed now with this age of technology. We can hear anything we want to any time of the day and night. So we're very fortunate. I think there's some that have come in that I don't feel like have the best interest of the artist at heart. But they're young, and they might change that.
Sure.
You know, they will find that as they get older. And also, there are some new young ones coming in that just revere the Opry. So I think it's going to be in good hands. I hope so. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to Lee Williams. We appreciate that.
So different from mine, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heavens, but ours weren't the same. That's what happened. Your world was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. I wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles. And oh, how they cry. That's what happens when two worlds collide. Thank you.
was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. I wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles and know how they cry. That's what happens when two worlds collide. That's what happens when two worlds collide.
You've got the rhyme where it used to be, and now it's in the new Opry House, but you go back in the winter to the Ryman. Which is the best view? It's probably going to say the Ryman.
Well, no, not necessarily. I love both of them because they're both a different atmosphere. Of course, who doesn't like performing on that Ryman stage when the acoustics are so wonderful there? The bad thing is it's more hassle because of the parking situation and limited dressing rooms and that kind of thing. So, and you just don't have the facilities there that you have at the Opry House. I joined at the Ryman, so that's always going to be a very special thing for me. However, like so many of the artists today, when I first joined is when my records first hit, and of course I was gone all the time, so I barely made it in to make my commitments that we had to make back then. But by the time my career had slowed down to where I could be at the Opry more often, we were at the Opry House, so that's actually more home to me because I spent more years there than I did before, because we moved there in 74. So I was a member from 67 to 74 at the Ryman. And I'm very spoiled now because I, at 53 years, I have my own parking place close to the back door. And I have my own dressing room now, and I'm so thrilled because after the flood, they redid all the backstage area and they made dressing rooms designated honoring different people, and I have the one that honors Minnie Pearl. So Mr. Fisher said, if you like this dressing room, this should be yours because you're one of the few people here that actually knew Minnie. So I love being in that dressing room. I feel her presence a lot of nights.
We've had a string of hits, and we've already spoken about Don't Touch Me and many of the others. Now, you've got a new album out that came out a year or so ago?
It's been about 2 years now, an album called Written in Song. Eddie Stubbs encouraged me to do this because so many artists had recorded my songs, but I had never recorded them myself. I think it's like 10 members of the Country Music Hall of Fame that have recorded my songs, which is just staggering to me. So Eddie was the one who said, you need to go ahead and do these yourself. So it's been a great project for me and has done very well. The other thing I'm excited about now is I've got a new album coming out on Curb Records, which will be released June 5th. Don Cusick, who is a music professor at Belmont, contacted me and he said, your story is so fascinating to me. I just want to do a project on you. And I'm like, I was blown away. I said, my story is that interesting to you? And he said, oh my goodness, the path you've taken is just so unique. And so we've done the album, which will come out in June on Curb, and also he's putting together a short documentary on me and kind of telling my stories. There was something went wrong with some of the tape or recording video, whatever I'm trying to say here. So we're going to have to redo part of it, but hopefully we'll get it done in time to be released with the album. And they're talking about releasing a digital single first. And I'm thrilled about that. That'll be a first for me to have a digital single. And I want it to be my duet with Willie Nelson.
Okay.
I'm so thrilled about that. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to Lee Williams. We appreciate that.
There's not a dry eye in the house. We used to call a home. Oh, there's nothing left but memories, wood and stone. And when I think of you, that's when I lose control. There's not a dry eye in the house. Since you've been gone, you've played your part to perfection. You always left me wanting more. Standing in the spotlight's reflection, you brought the house down when you walk out the door. There's not a dry eye in the house. We used to call a home.
And there's nothing left but memories, wood and stone.
And when I think of you, that's when I lose control.
There's not a dry eye in the house since you've been gone.
And that's when I lose control.
There's not a dry eye in the house since you've been gone.
Left?
Well, I guess my strongest ambition now is to be able to keep doing what I love. I have been very fortunate. I know how blessed I am. One of my other new things was being a year and a half ago asked if I would like to be an air personality, and I said, probably, what is that? You know, they gave me my own show in Willie's Roadhouse on Sirius XM. So I have a show from a 4-hour shift from noon to 4 Eastern time on Sirius XM.
Is that every week?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And a girlfriend of mine just accidentally named it. We were trying to think what we were going to call my show. And she posted on Facebook. She said, well, I've got a fresh pot of coffee, my Sunday newspaper, and my computer set to Sirius XM through my JBL speaker going all over the house. She said, I'm set for Sunday with Seeley.
There you go.
So that's what everybody just been saying. Yeah, I get messages all the time saying I spend my Sunday with Seeley. So
that's great.
It's a fun thing.
What music are you playing? What type of country are you playing?
We play the classics.
All the classics.
Classic country music. Uh-huh. And I get to, you know, kind of tell my stories about memories of times with Roger Miller and the different ones. And
it must be wonderful to be able to think back on your memories and use them to give out to other people.
It is, but you know, I have to stop and be careful what story I'm telling.
Sure.
You know, some of those guys I hung with. There's some Hank Cochran stories and Roger Miller and Willie Nelson, you know. But I was very blessed to come in that era, and with Dottie West being one of my best friends. And, of course, we do a tribute show every October around Dottie's birthday. Dottie loved and respected musicians like I do. And I say all the time, you know, we couldn't do what we do without the musicians. And I just don't think they often get the credit that they should. They work really hard. There's all these jokes about musicians, but they work very hard. And so every October we do a Dottie West birthday bash, and every year we honor a different person, artist, and the people that we line up to entertain are people who have to do with that artist.
Okay.
Last year we honored Bill Anderson, and my goodness, you know, who hasn't recorded a Bill Anderson song? So it was a wonderful night. That night we raised almost $29,000. Every single penny goes to the Musicians Union Emergency Fund. Even the musicians donate their time for it. And this year I'm excited. I've already started working on it. We are honoring Charlie McCoy.
Oh, wonderful.
And there again, I mean, he's played on everybody's records, and everybody loves Charlie. So we've started putting the show together. And from Hee Haw, I invited Buck Trent to come, and that should be a fun interaction with those two. So anybody that happens to be making a trip to Nashville around October 14th, please come by. It's at 3rd and Lindsley. We do this show.
Wonderful. Jeannie, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. We'll continue.
Oh, one more thing I got to tell you about. Something else new. David McCormick has the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree. Asked me to do a show at Christmas time this year. A lot of people don't want to do it right at Christmas time, but Ernest Tubb, of course, was very influential in my early career. And I love the jamboree. So thinking that we do the angel trees for children and for seniors, and we're worrying about the musicians, and we're doing all these things, I said, we need to think about the pets. So since there is no admission fee for the Midnight Jamboree, I ask everybody if they could to bring, our theme was called Santa Paws is Coming to Town. That was Roxanne Atwood's idea.
Okay.
And so I ask everybody to bring, if they could, bags of dog food or cat food or whatever they could. And if you're kind of strapped for money at Christmas time, we understand that. But everybody has old towels, old blankets, old sweatshirts. And we had a friend of mine brought her horse trailer in case it was raining. We had a horse trailer full of supplies that we split between Nashville Humane Society and Metro Animal Care. And we had all kinds of things, you know, carriers that people weren't using anymore, blankets, dog beds, cat climbers, everything. And it was so wonderful. And everybody wants to do it again, so that's our next annual event. Every Christmas we will do.
Good idea, and what a wonderful, wonderful idea. Jeannie, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's just my time to be able to give back, and I'm so honored to be able to do it. Thank you all for giving me a moment of time and to say hi to everybody. We appreciate you guys. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to Lee Williams. We appreciate that.
and a dog named Jack, cruising through Dixie in an old Cadillac. Tennessee whiskey in a brown paper sack beneath the seat with an empty or two. They left Steel City in the month of June, sipping on the whiskey and howling at the moon. Said you might be back, but no time soon. Off to make a dream come true. Yeah, she was off to make a dream come true. Knoxville to Mobile, Memphis to Oak Ridge. They stopped to see Rock City and the Tallahatchie Bridge. Cruising through Dixie in that old Cadillac. A beat up Gibson in the case in the back. Gonna play the boys a song or two. Short frilly dresses and cowgirl boots. Long blonde tresses, brown at the roots. Singing while the cowboys whistle and hoot. Trying to make that dream come true. Yeah, trying to make that dream come true. Huntsville to Nashville, looked around Guitar Town. Found their way to the Bluebird Cafe, Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. Singing at Tootsie's and sitting in the back was a guy named Ricky who said, what an act, whoa. I can make her dreams come true. She made him a record, she became a star. They got married and they all went far. No more whiskey in a sack or chips in a jar. All of her dreams came true. Dreams came true. New York to LA, Chicago, Paris, and Rome. They bought a farm out in Leapers Fork, and that's where they all call home. And their dog named Jack are cruising to the Opry in their new